99, First State Signs, intersection of U.S. Route 13 and Road 485, a special use exception to replace an existing billboard. State your full name and address, please.
Al Gukas, 1367 Bay Road, Milford, Delaware.
Dale McAllister, 1190 South Little Creek Road, Dover, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
I do. Evening, gentlemen. We're here tonight on behalf of Mr. Hertrick. I'm with First State Signs. I brought with me Al, the vice president of the Hertrick Group, with us. What we're trying to do tonight is, just south of Mr. Hertrick's dealership on Route 13 in Seaford, there's an existing billboard. We want to take that billboard down and replace it with a new structure. That current billboard is on his property, and it's owned by Clear Channel. And believe it or not, Clear Channel doesn't have a lease, and they've never paid him a dime in rent. And he just found out about it. And he found out about it last summer when he bought – and I'm bringing this up because this is what we're going to bring to you next that we can't bring to you yet. Across the street, he bought that property, and Clear Channel had three boards on it. That property is not zoned commercial, so we can't make an application for you tonight to change right. those three. So we're going to eventually want to change those, but I wanted to tell you about that here tonight so that when we come back, you'll go, why didn't you do it the first time?
Right. Appreciate that.
But basically, we're doing what we've done in the past. We've got an old wooden structure, 12 by 48, and right now they're only using one side of it. It is set up to where it could be a two-sided board, and we'd like to do a double-sided structure right there at the current size that it currently is.
Okay. So you take down the wooden one, it'd be the one the standing
exactly.
Model, the one.
Okay. And we brought you a Google picture of, you can see the billboard on the south end of his lot, mm-hmm. and you can see the three across the street. But we're only talking about the one on the south side tonight.
Yeah, I went and looked at those already for him now. Yep. I'll pass it down here first.
So you would be putting up a steel monopole?
Yes.
And you would meet the requirements for the size. You're not asking for any extra
no,
size.
No, right now there's currently two 12 by 24s next to one another. They could make it a 12 by 48 if they chose. They're postering them right now. And so we're just going to change them out to the new unipole, single pole, vinyl wrap, make it a nicer structure than what's currently there.
Mm-hmm. You'll replace with two of them or just one of them?
One.
Okay, so two 12 by 48s are there now. You will have one what?
12 by 48. There's one 12 by, there's two 12 by 24s.
Okay.
I'm sorry. There's two 12 by 24s. There's 12 by 24s are now. When we get done, it'll be a 12 by 48.
Okay.
Right. Same size, just.
Just the other
one.
Yeah. Yeah, I know some of them. They had them three on the other side. But just today when I looked down, the one you got there, it would look nice.
Yeah.
So.
This won't be advertising Mr. Hertrick's business?
No. This is a off-premise. Now, it could advertise one of his other ones, okay, but it's off-premise advertising.
Advertise this particular
right.
one.
But he could rent it. It could even be rented to Chevrolet or Ford or anyone else.
Right.
But money. Right.
Co-op
money.
But it'd be co-op money if they were going to do it. Like they put a picture of a new Mustang on it.
That was the next question. That's good.
Of course, he probably has a Chevrolet dealership, so.
Yeah, that would be a nice big on ground.
Hmm. No, it's not intended for that dealership. But it might be.
As long as I understand it, because we've had applicants in the past.
You have done that.
That we've made a stipulation that, it not advertise, not be an on-premise sign.
Correct.
Unfortunately, they failed to adhere to that.
Go out and do it anyway. That's why we ask you.
We're planning on renting it.
We appreciate that. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties. I make a motion we approve case number 9,899. As requested, and with the stipulation that it doesn't advertise the business on the premises.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9,899 as it was advertised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Case number 99.